So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I'm Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. My learnings from 60 days of daily meditation. Yo, 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 welcome back to the Vegan Fitness Podcast. And don't wonder, my nose is a bit stuffy since I have allergies going on currently, but I still wanna, make more podcasts. Like, I freaking love this platform. I know you guys love it as well, so I want to bring you more value. That's why I'm diving in, even though my nose is a bit stuffy, but I think it's pretty fine. So in this podcast, I actually want to talk about meditation. I want to talk about meditation, a different kind of fitness, so basically mental fitness. So that's a super exciting topic that I wanted to do a podcast about for a long time. And now, since I am meditating for 60 days straight, every single day, it's actually more than that, currently like 65-ish, but I want to have a round number, so 60 days. I want to do a podcast about it because a lot of things changed since I started, and I think it's super valuable for you to, for you to understand, for you to hear what changed for me. And I want you guys to realize that nutrition and training, like tips and strategies, are crucial for your transformation journey, on your fat loss and muscle building journey on a plant-based diet. But at the same time, your mindset needs to be in the right place, because else, you will fail on your journey. And I'm not only talking about motivation when it comes to mindset, but also I'm talking stress reduction and also presence, because they're also crucial. They're actually super crucial for your journey. Like, when you're constantly stressed out and your body is in a constant state of fight or flight mode, your cortisol levels are through the roof, constantly elevated. And then, of course, when your cortisol goes up, you retain more water and you will also recover less, like not as good. Your recovery will suffer a lot. And in addition to that, of course, you won't be as present. So actually, I want you to be honest to yourself right now, listening to this podcast. Are you currently present, like listening to this right now? Ask yourself. And maybe think back to the past hours. What did you do? Were you present? Or did you just go to work and hammer away like usually, or just mindlessly scroll to Instagram? Which of course happens, it's all good, but just realize, think back. Was I actually present the past hours? Or was I just floating through my everyday life as always? And see, I feel you. Like, I'm also working 10 plus hours every day. And I freaking love it. Like, I'm in love with my job, with my passion, that I can like transform people's lives and bodies. But I still feel you. Like, I'm also working a lot, and sometimes you just lose presence because you're working, you're stressed out, you're going from one thing to another, your schedule is full, you have a lot of things to do, and then you're just not present sometimes. That's just what happens. But actually, working out and also meditation, which is the topic of this podcast, brings me back to the presence, every single time. Like I like said, also have these days where I'm just go, working, workout, and client work and so on, which the hours just fly by and I'm not as present. But these two things, especially like working out, also cooking actually, so actually every area that is important for your transformation, so fitness / workouts, nutrition / cooking, and meditation / mindset. All these areas bring me back to the present. That's why I think these are so powerful for not only getting you those muscle gains and strength gains, of course, which you want to see, but also to have a great freaking life, a life full of presence, a life full of fulfillment, like being fulfilled with what you do every single day. These three things, if you practice them on a daily basis, you will be more fulfilled in your life. You'll be more present, and we actually get more time out of the time you have on this planet. That actually sounds crazy, but it is. Like, if you're present, like when working out, for example, of course, you're not always present. Most of the time, we have to focus on the lift, else we will fail. So if you are under the bar when doing bench press, you have to be present, else you will The bar will fall on you. And same goes for squats and so on. So you have to be present. Sometimes you listen to podcasts and stuff, so we're not as present, but still, I think workouts are an amazing way to get in tune with your body, to get present again. And same with cooking. Like I, for example, I really like to cook. I don't make like hour-long cooking sessions where I'm like, okay, we'll try this spice and this combination. Oh, I read about that. That's not what I'm about. I'm about easy and simple meals that are nutritious and delicious. So I cook like max 15 to 20 minutes, like 2 times a day, I would say, currently, since I have the luxury to work from home currently. But yeah, so it brings me back to the present. That's what I wanted to say. Like I smell the food, I taste the food, when I cook it, it just brings me back to the present as well. So another important thing, and meditation, which I do on a daily basis since the past 60 days, like 2 months. Is of course another practice that we talk about in this podcast. These things bring me back to presence every single day, and I think it's super important that you do that, that you don't miss out on your life. Like just going, go, go, just working for others, saying yes to others, like, okay, I will do this for you, I will work on this project for you, and always forgetting about yourself. Like if you forget yourself, then you won't live your life to the fullest. Just be honest. Like, of course, we are here to serve. I'm also here to serve, but be present while serving. If that makes sense. So that's what meditation does for me. Like it always brings me back to the present. But what are like some benefits? What are some benefits that meditation is shown to have, which you can find out by listening to amazing podcasts from Joe Rogan, for example, and reading books about meditation from. What is his name again? He's a very well-known guy. Oh my God, I don't know his name currently. What was his name? Eckhart Tolle, of course, of course. He also talks about presence, mindfulness, of course. So what are like the benefits? For example, the first one is it improves your ability to focus, absolutely, and we'll dive deeper into that in a bit. It promotes emotional health, actually, so that's a very good point. Definitely agree with that. Like it improves your self-image and you have a more positive outlook on life when you meditate on a daily basis. It may also reduce age-related memory loss. This is of course saying may, but still, like if it may decrease that, so why not do it on a daily basis? And the last, like fourth benefit, there's many more, but also like the main ones, it can decrease blood pressure as well. Like I said, so much more. And those are all of these things were the reason I took it on as a challenge. And I think the number one reason, which wasn't like a health benefit or anything, is because all of the successful entrepreneurs, CEOs on Earth that are currently living and also that lived in the past meditate on a daily basis. Elon Musk, Arianna Huffington, Oprah Winfrey, Steve Jobs, and on, all these high performers, all these CEOs of big companies who are crushing it, who are making a big impact, who are changing lives, they all meditate. Like, I don't think that's a coincidence that they are so focusing on meditation because it just gives them so much more. And I took meditation on as a New Year's resolution. So I actually started on the 28th of December, so before New Year's. I like that. I like to start before the 1st of January because then it's like this huge thing. But if I start like 3 days before, and then it's like a normal habit that's trying to build. So, and that's helped me a lot. Like, I've just been executing, and it has been more than 60 days, like I said, like 65 now, I think. And it's really amazing. Like, it may not seem like it to the outside, since I'm not documenting my day currently, like a lot on IG currently. But life as a business owner can definitely be like stressful and have its ups and downs. Like, I'm juggling that with uni. I'm still going to uni and finishing this year finally. The responsibilities there, having a private life, and so on. But I freaking love it. Like honestly, like just talking to you and me here on the podcast, I freaking love this. I love my life currently, and I'm growing so much every single day. But still, it's very busy and stressful sometimes. So meditation was something I wanted to take on because I thought, yes, this will give me this presence, this stress relief that I need to have a bigger impact, to serve more people, and to grow as a person in 2019 the most. And I want to dive into the six changes that I experienced Since meditating for 60 days, so six changes in 60 days. I think it's pretty awesome. So the first one, let's dive into this. First one is, since doing meditation daily, I'm way calmer. I'm way calmer. And you may think like, duh, of course you are. But really, it really is that way. Like, it's difficult to describe, but I have this inner like peace, this inner tranquility. Like, it's like an oasis that is living inside you. Like, when life is throwing challenges at me or stressful situations, which can range from me having to cram 2 months of work, 2 months worth of work into like 2 weeks because I'm leaving for South Africa soon. That is one side. And it can also range to a smaller part where I'm using like public transport and it's late, like the train is late and people are like lamenting, like complaining and just like bad vibes. But I just stay at peace. I just stay at peace and it actually feels so good to at this moment have this power. To just be in tune with my body and be super peaceful, and yeah, more calm. That was the first thing that I experienced since meditating for 60 days. So, second thing is since doing meditation, I'm way more mindful. And this, of course, could go hand in hand with the first point that I just said. And what I most mean by mindfulness is that I was more in tune with my thoughts. And with my mindset, it's actually like super fun. It's something you learn early on in the Headspace app and in mindfulness practice that if you have like stressful thoughts or a lot of things going on in your head in general, you can look at the thoughts from the outside. So you're basically like an observer, observing your thoughts from the outside, which I do right now. Like, I observe what I'm thinking, and the great thing about it is I can take action and change my thoughts to represent what I actually want to achieve, the goals I have, the values I want to represent, and also question like emotions that are coming up. So emotions are coming up, thoughts. When you're meditating and in tune with your body and with your thoughts, it's way easier to look at them, to just observe them, and then like take action from there. Like, sometimes we don't even know why we're stressed out and how to handle the challenges and feel like so fogging our brain. But if you have this observer, you can pick out, I don't know, it's maybe a bit strange to, but really follow along here. You can, when you have like this foggy brain with a lot of challenges and stressful things going on, when you are meditating and more mindful, you can look from the outside as an observer and pick out each challenge and like really analyze it and like find the root and the challenge behind it and what to do to move on. So that's what I experienced as well, being way more mindful of my mindset, of my thoughts, and really growing a lot as a person. So that's the second one. Third thing, since doing meditation 60 days in a row, I'm way more present. So that's, of course, something I wanted to have when doing meditation. One of my main goals, to be more present in everyday life, right? So, like I said before, working a lot, you are like on a computer all day, you are handling challenges, you are like coming up with ideas, which is like the best part of it, the creative work, but still you're not as present, and sometimes this can really throw you off. So since doing meditation, I'm way more present. Like, while cooking my food, I smell the food, I look at the food, I'm so grateful to have it. Also when I'm washing my hands, I'm smelling the soap, I'm feeling my hands, and also the big part, the biggest part I experience is talking to my family, to my friends, to my girlfriend, and to my clients. I'm way more present with these people and more empathetic and in tune with their emotions, with their challenges, with their struggles, with yeah, their concerns. In the past, I have to admit, like, I was a bit, yeah, I didn't have this empathetic part of me really present when talking to these people. I was very impatient, to be honest. Like, I was impatient because I was, okay, I have so much things to do now, I have to do this and this and this, and I cannot handle your challenge right now, I cannot give you the presence, I don't want to give you the energy because I have so many other things going on. But right now I still have these things going on, but I'm way more present. I'm like, okay, I'm giving this person my full attention, my full support, my full presence, so they can have an amazing life. And that's the biggest, I think, the biggest thing that changed for me, being way more present with other human beings, looking them in the eye, and really feeling what they feel. I mean, it may sound woo, but that's what changed for me. I was very impatient before, always on the go, never having an ear for someone. Now I have an ear for everyone. And of course, my clients have always an ear for them, but now I'm way more in tune with their emotions and their challenges. And like I said, even more with my family and close friends. So that's just like, that's huge. That's huge. I'm way more patient. And actually, I feel like I have more minutes in the day when I'm more present. And even though when I'm busy, like the day still flies by, of course, but I know I have these parts of my day where I'm super present, which I mentioned before, like the workouts, the nutrition, the meditation, and other things, other situations with other human beings where I'm super present. So the day just feels longer, like more fulfilled. All of these things, like disclaimer, these things may sound like very far away for you because you haven't done it, maybe. So that's why I highly recommend. Encourage you freaking do it because it's the best feeling and you can't even describe it. You are just so present. Okay. Fourth thing that I experienced since meditating on a daily basis is I'm way more focused. So that's what I mentioned before. So my creative work that I do is way easier than before for me. I can just sit down, create content, create new things for my clients, and I'm just like having so much fun with it and also like getting so many more ideas and being fast. And that's, of course, as a business owner, super important that you are like focused and don't lose focus fast. Of course, I also have measures to combat that. So, like to enhance it and to combat like distractions. So, to combat it, I like take my phone is on airplane mode a lot of the mornings where I do my creative work as well. I never check my emails early on in the day as well. So, in the early hours in the day, I'm always doing creative work. And not necessarily being in contact with many people, just to have my best focus work. Like there's a book called Deep Work by Newport. So he's called Newport, and know his first name. And that he also talks about it, like that you have a time in the day, a time period where you should be like really focused on deep work, like project work that moves you forward. Maybe you are not a business owner, so maybe at work. When you are having like a project, a tough one that needs a lot of creative energy from you, like ideas and just solutions, if you can, like use the first 3 to 4 hours every single day at work to just like shut like everything out and just work on that project. If you have an own office or if you can like go into a booth or in a meeting room, I actually recommend you do that just for 3 4 hours to go like really deep on your work and not having meetings like first thing in the morning. I mean, that's more productivity hacks that I learned over the past months as a business owner. But try not having meetings first thing in the morning. Like this will throw you off. Challenges will come your way, and you don't have this like the first hours of the day. You have way more focused, and you can overcome any challenges you have. So that's like what changed for me. Of course, like I said, I put my phone away. Don't look at my email and stuff. And also, I use an app called Focus at Will, which like plays music that puts me into focus mode, and it has these beta waves or something, super helpful as well. So I'm just going freaking beast mode since meditating. I'm even better than that on these in these hours. Fifth benefit I saw or change I saw is since doing a meditation, I have a real morning routine. I have a real morning routine since starting with meditating because I've always struggled with this. Like, I never really had a morning routine. Actually, super, super bad thinking back about it. But now I have one where meditation is like the anchor every morning where I know, okay, what I will do beforehand and afterwards. And it will always take place. And my mornings, of course, I'm not perfect yet with a morning routine, but I'm way more consistent than in the past. And meditation is one of the things that drove that because I said, okay, every morning I want to meditate 10 minutes and I will create my morning around that. Have my stretching before that, have my journaling afterwards, have my coffee afterwards, my showering afterwards, my reading afterwards as well. So just a few things I do in the morning. If you want to hear my morning routine, hit me up and I will share it 100% on here. That's the fifth one. And the sixth is like just in general, consistent. I learned that consistent routines and habits will change my life and also will change your life. So trust me on that. Like for me, Meditating on a daily basis has done so much. I cannot even express the gratitude I have for the 10 minutes. Give me so much for my life. And it's just because I consistently show up and make it a habit. And that's with anything, like going to the gym and eating healthy, like already changed my life. And it will keep changing my life because it's just so ingrained into me. And once something is ingrained into you, you will freaking transform your life. Please realize that. If you don't have consistent good habits, what are you doing, yo? What are you freaking doing? You are missing out on so much. Maybe right now you're like, okay, I don't want to invest 10 minutes. I don't have 10 minutes in the morning. And I don't have half an hour for workout. And I don't have half an hour for meal prep. That's BS. That's real BS. And you know it, but that's your decision. If you want to keep staying the same way and don't get the most of your life, that's your decision. But it's not a good one. Not a good one. And it's so much easier than you think. So, yeah, those are the 6 points. In conclusion, I want to say it's freaking awesome. It's freaking awesome. I will never stop meditating. I'm saying this right here to hold me accountable. I will freaking do it. Even when I'm traveling to South Africa in the next weeks, I will wake up every morning and freaking meditate. And you, I highly recommend you do it as well. Many of my clients, many of the students in the academy of my coaching program started doing it, starting adopting it. Celine, Martin, Matt, Jamie, just to name a few, and many more have started doing it and have felt way more present, positive, and on purpose since starting to do it. And it's so easy to start. So just go ahead. And yeah, I mean, maybe you're currently wondering, like, what do I do? Like, how do I start? So how do I do it? I use Headspace and meditate for 10 minutes every single morning. Like I said, I started with the basic course, then went to the pro course, and now like focusing on like appreciation, happiness, and like death, different kind of courses. There's also another app called Calm, which I haven't tried. Maybe I will in the future. Maybe I like it more. But for now, I'm in with Headspace and super easy. Like you have to pay for the year-long subscription, else you cannot do. You just have a trial period, I think. But come on, come on, that's freaking worth it. Like I'm not sure how much it is, but it will impact you so much more deeply, and you will get so much more back with this investment. Because when you are more focused, more present, guess what? You will climb the career ladder. You will crush it with your business. You will get a better relationship. Yeah, I mean, it's like it's so funny. Like people always think about like spending money as spending, as losing it. Like you're investing it, and you're getting something back that is way more valuable than the few bucks you spend. So that's what I do, like how to do it, and when. Like I said, in the morning, I highly recommend you do that too. In the evening, I fall asleep when I'm doing it, so sometimes I have to do it since I forget it in the morning or something. Like I said, I'm not perfect yet, but mostly I do it in the morning, and it's the best. It's the best. Easy, right? That's it. That's how you do it. Get the app and start doing it. Easy as that. And that was it for this podcast episode. I super enjoyed this one, shared more of my life, my current life, and how meditation changed my life and how it will keep changing. I'll keep you updated. Maybe I will do 60-day runs. Maybe I will do, yeah, I think 60-day runs are great. If you guys like it, I'm super excited what's still to come. If my mindset will get to the next level, of course it will, of course. So thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, please don't forget to rate it on iTunes. So if you're listening on iTunes right now, you would be a big help for a podcast if you would just like take 1 minute of your day right now, like in the app, and just rate it, give however many stars you want, and then give a comment what you liked about it. And I would really appreciate you if you did that. It helps the podcast grow, like I said, helps me produce more amazing content, give like inspire more people to go the plant-based route to get those V-gains. So thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for rating if you did it. I really appreciate you. And we'll hear each other in the next episode. Peace out. Let's make those V-gains save the planet. Yes. What did you think? What an amazing episode again. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.